This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Marcus Heatherly. Welcome to today's episode of Stock Day. Today with us, we have a returning guest. They are pretty regular here on our show to keep you informed about the details of their company. We're talking about no other than Premier Biomedical, Inc. They trade on the OTC under the ticker symbol BIEI. And thank you for rejoining us, Mr. Bill Hartman. How are you today, sir?
Well, thank you very much, Marcus. Always a pleasure to be with you and Everett and your audience.
Well, we're very glad to have you back. We understand you have a lot of exciting developments, and we're hoping you can tell us about them.
Okay, I'm going to do that. But first, for the new listeners, let me just give a very, very brief little history about us. Premier Biomedical was born in 2010. We went public in 2012. In 2013, we signed a Cooperative Research and Development Agreement, or CRADA, with the DOD at the William Beaumont Army Medical Center at Fort Bliss, and we included the University of Texas at El Paso. Our initial projects involved the treatment for, and we believe a cure for, PTSD, and we were also working on anti-cancer drug. And we just didn't have the money to pursue both, so we launched into our breast cancer anti-cancer drug. And in 2014 and 2016, we did a number of major animal experimentations, and we were written up by the British Journal of Cancer, by the American Association for Cancer Research twice.
Mm-hmm.
So our work was peer-reviewed, and everyone thought it was extremely interesting and novel. And interestingly enough, we compared ourselves to chemo and into the leading anti-cancer drug, and we outperformed both substantially. And even more significantly, our drug turned out to be a preventive for cancer, but we just really didn't have the money to complete it, so we had to temporarily put them on hold and seek a revenue-producing product line. We searched the industry and we decided on CBD, mm-hmm. Topical pain treatment. Now, why CBD versus pain? There are alternatives, certainly, opioid pain pills and lidocaine. Well, opioid pain pills are, according to statistics, responsible for two-thirds of the 200 deaths, overdose, drug overdose deaths per day.
Wow.
That occur from drugs. 200 people a day are dying from drug overdoses. A study in West Virginia said two-thirds of those started on opioid pain pills. Now, we you know, that is an epidemic.
Yes.
In anybody's classification. Lidocaine also works to deaden the pain, and it works fairly effectively. A large sports figure advertises a pain patch that with lidocaine. But the problem with lidocaine is it deadens the pain temporarily, but it doesn't heal anything, and it's also been linked to circulation and heart problems. Our pain medications are all natural, mm-hmm. 50 state legal, drug test safe CBD, and that's hemp oil. We don't derive our CBD from marijuana. We derive it from legal hemp, and it is legal in all 50 states and most countries of the world. I mean, almost all countries of the world. During 2017, we launched that business, by the way, in February of 2017. By the end of 2017, we had five products, and our products had more CBD and were more effective. Our mixture of CBD and and associated oils and enhancers are unique in the industry. No one has our exact formulation. We were very satisfied with our products. We sold them and have continued to sell them on our website at www.painreliefmeds.com. For 2018, we began developing and manufacturing a series of extra strength products. This is an example. Our spray and our ointment were at 150 milligrams of CBD versus competition at 100. We bumped that up to 500 milligrams of CBD, the most in the industry. We also have taken our roll-on from 200 milligrams. It's about comparable strength to our spray and our ointment, and we're very, very satisfied with those products. We launched those at the Soranex Summer Strong event in Lexington, South Carolina, just a little over a week ago. And we were extremely, extremely happy with the results. We ended up with 25 new distributors. Really happy. And we have a fourth product on a packet, a small sachet packet with 1 milligram of our ointment. And we hand those out as samples. People who work, use the sample, came back and said, by God, this thing works. And if people try it, they'll love it. Now, again, I want to emphasize, why CBD? CBD works with the body's endocannabinoid system. The endocannabinoid system in your body is what causes your body to heal itself. An abrasion, a major surgery. The healing of the body is done because the body generates CBD. Our product, again, which is all natural, just works with the body's own natural healing system. That's what makes our product so effective. Now, what's new for Premier Biomedical in our products? Well, at the Soranex Summer Strong event, we picked up about 25 new distributors, sales distributors, etc., including the world's strongest man's number of years in a row, Bill Kazmaier. He has 100,000 people on his social media website, and he's a distributor out of Alaska. We picked up people from Australia and foreign countries, too many to enumerate, but we had rodeo riders, bull riders. We had MMA fighters and weightlifters and college coaches and football coaches and so forth that have become our new distributors and sales representatives. Our new sales director, met us there, and we had shirts and everything to match our team at our booth. And we have connections to doctors with thousands of elder care facilities, so we're really moving forward with our sales, moving from not only website sales, but moving into direct sales at pharmacies, doctor's offices, elder care facilities, athletic organizations, under our Carl Eller, the ex-NFL All-Pro defensive end, is also on our staff now as well. So we're going after the NCAA and the pros. We have a meeting with the Army tomorrow at Fort Bragg.
Wow.
That is huge. That is huge. And what is our emphasis? We have an alternative to opioids. And that is huge. We also have a meeting in mid-June, a tentative date set up on the 13th, with Patrick Morrissey, who's the Attorney General of West Virginia and the Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate from West Virginia. West Virginia, by the way, a smaller state, has the distinction of distinction of being the state with the highest drug overdose death rate.
Yes.
So opioids are a huge problem in West Virginia, as in Ohio and the rest of the country, might I add. So we're seeking legislative alternatives to what can we do, and Patrick Morrissey is going to be our trial gate, our trial case here of what can we do legislatively to see that people try and that doctors prescribe our product as an alternative to opioids before they seek opioids.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many testimonies of people that have been on opioids, use our product, and are now free from that. We're considering other new products, by the way. We're looking at possibly some oral CBD. I've been against that and waiting on further evidence and indications that products are safe, but we've achieved that now, and we see a demand, and we're certainly considering that and other options that would benefit the pain public and also the company. And the next news on our stock price. Our stock price is abysmally undervalued, and
oh,
we know
definitely.
That. But we've gotten ourselves into a ditch, and the ditch, very simply, is this sub-penny ditch. It's very difficult to claw out of that because our outstanding shares are very close to authorized level. So what we're doing is we're doing a reverse split, 250-1, and we've started the wheels in motion. We had a meeting yesterday, and a stockholder meeting yesterday, and we're proceeding with paperwork and filings, et cetera, that are going to the SEC and to FINRA, et cetera. So we look to have a stock price well over the threshold limit on the OTCQX index. We're looking at something like 40, 50 cents per share, and frankly, we're excited about that. Now, what's very important to your listeners is that the people and other people have done reverse splits before, and it can be good news or it can be bad news.
Mm-hmm.
With all the good news we have, we believe that the reverse split is going to benefit our stockholders and frankly, going to make us a very attractive stock. One thing about Premier Biomedical, we faced many challenges, many, many challenges every day since our inception. But the one thing that this team, our team, has done is that we have responded with action, positive actions. And what I see happening with this company, with the Army, and we have plans beyond that. Total government agencies. There are a lot of government agencies even larger than the Defense Department. We see elder care facilities across the entire United States. This opioid crisis is driving, I believe, a resurgence and an interest in alternatives. And we believe we have the most effective alternative, non-habit-forming, drug test safe, all natural, 50 state legal. And we believe that that is going to benefit the public, not only from a stock standpoint, but from the standpoint of pain relief, all natural pain relief. So we're very excited about Premier Biomedical and very excited to bring this to your public. You folks have been very good to us in the past, and we frankly are excited to bring this news to you and your listeners.
Well, we're excited to have you on, Bill. You know, you've given a lot of great information, especially about some of the developments, and we hope your meeting with the Army goes excellent. I definitely agree in that we have a crisis with opioids in our country, and CBD and your products seem to be a definite alternative. And we're talking about an alternative without the risks and side effects that we see from some of the other pain drugs. Bill, if you had any closing statements or any final words that you'd like to give to our listeners?
Yes. I've talked at length about all of the work we're doing in our pain relief products. But on our other division of the company, our biologics division, where we worked on cancer and PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, our prior work on PTSD is also of intense interest to the Army.
Yes.
So that gives us a real step up when going after the pain products that we have. The next obvious project to work with the Army is this treatment and potential cure for PTSD. We've continued to issue in the Biologics Division patent applications. We have one, the use of lasers to eliminate threats from contagious diseases. And we're also working on anti-aging, and that is huge. It's making us more attractive to potential investors. So Premier Biomedical is a very broad company, not only focused in topical pain relief products, but also and other major things, cancer, disease control. By the way, our methodology is outside the body, so there's no side effects. So Premier Biomedical that has great technology, and I believe it's going to be a great company in the future.
Well, I agree with you on that, Bill. We appreciate your time today. Thank you for coming on the show, and we look forward to getting an update from you in the next 30 days or so.
Thank you, Marcus. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.